Krach. Intervju Radija Študent.
Šinafest, festival eksperimentalne glasbe. Pozdravljeni v intervjuju Radija Študent, kjer se bomo danes pogovarjali z enim od organizatorjev festivala Šinafest. Gre za prvo edicijo festivala eksperimentalne glasbe, ki bo potekal med 16. in 18. septembrom, torej od danes do sobote v galeriji Magazin, takoj za glavno tržnico v Idriji. Vsak večer se bosta predstavila po dva avtorja nekonvencionalnih glasbenih praks. Več informacij o samem programu in lokaciji pa najdete na spletnem naslovu festivala shinafest.wordpress.com. V podlagi poslušamo Tomaža Groma, s katerim se bo festival v soboto zvečer tudi zaključil. O nastanku tridnevnega dogodka smo se pogovarjali z Nizozemcem Mackim, ki je razpet med različne kraje po svetu, že 11 let pa se redno vrača v Idrijo. Na festivalu bo ob organizaciji lastnoročno poskrbel tudi za nocojšnji glasbeni uvod. Prisluhnimo torej pogovoru z njim.
Okay, so you're not from Idrija and you live there. How long have you lived in Idrija?
Well, living is a big word, but let me say I spend a lot of time here. I'm not really, you know, related to a location or a spot. I just, you know, I see myself as somebody who's, you know, I've lived over the whole world. But I spend a lot of time in Idrija, that is true. Yeah, already also for some time, you know, I come here in a kind of a regular base, like every, you know, like for about 11 years now. Yeah.
Okay, so you know this city very well. So yeah. What do you think about it and the music scene there?
Well, I cannot say much about the music scene. I really don't know it well, to be honest. I was never really very busy with the local music scene. I like it in the first place because it has very nice nature surroundings, and that is the main reason why I come here, for the nature. And the town is of course small, and it's a small community, and it's nice, and you know, it's different than a lot of other places that I lived. So or that I come regularly, or you know, it is so it's nice in that way.
So if you move on to the festival, the idea for the festival, is it old or is it a more recent one?
It is a pretty recent idea. It is Gregor, somebody who organizes events here. He came to me with this idea after he found out that I was quite involved in more experimental music. And the first idea was to do a concert simply, and it already grew out very quickly to the idea of doing a festival. And that idea is like half a year old. And then we started to organize this year. We looked around what would be interesting artists to show to people, and what also would be possible for us, of course, to get, and you know, the whole combination of that. And yeah, then we came to a nice little program.
So the lineup is very well thought. It's not like you would just go out there and pick anyone who is available and kind of suits this experimental genre. You actually thought very carefully of who you will invite and so on.
Yeah, we thought about it carefully, and of course it is also a combination of who happened to be available. You know, you ask people to come, but not always everybody is, you know, is possible to come. We did say, though, that we should try to get, that it would not be too big, and not to be international either, like just like the main orientation should be on local festivals of a local, sorry, artist, and even from the town. You know, it is like not that everybody has to be, but we were thinking like there must be artists from the town, there must be artists from Slovenia, and there must be artists from out of Slovenia. And but the majority has to be Slovenia. We wanted to keep it a little bit like you know, to show people what is interesting to listen to on experimental music that is somehow pretty close.
So could you point out a couple of names for our listeners?
We have an artist from Idrija. He calls himself Jan. He's an electronic artist. And there is Roar. He's a Slovenian artist. He does also electronic performance and electronic acoustic performance. It's like the people in the audience influence actually his sound. We have Thomas Grom. I think that he's maybe a little bit better known with people in Slovenia. He plays contrabass, but does it in a kind of a, you know, interesting way. But there's also you know, from outside we have Zebra, which is from the Netherlands. That is Frans de Waard and Roel Meelkop. They are really like very settled experimental artists, already doing this for like 30, 40 years with many, many projects. So they for sure will do a very interesting performance. So it's like a very nice setup like this. And we divided it over 3 days, so it would not be too much immediately, because I think that every artist is quite intense to listen to. So we thought to give it, you know, as well for the artist a chance to play, and also for the audience to give it a rest. We thought, like, you know, like, let's have the maximum of 2 artists on one evening. It's really very draining, and it takes a lot of the listener also to to listen to a show. And I think that 2 on one night is sufficient. That is what you can bear. That's true. I totally agree with that.
Okay, I have one interesting question about the place, you know, because people who just quickly went through your website or press release, you know, some of them asked me if at first, you know, if the concerts are being held in the Mercury mine. And, you know, I wonder, I mean, although I really believe that couldn't be done, you know, but I was wondering if you, with other organizers, ever thought of something like this.
Well, we had a thought of the mine, we didn't even ask if it was possible, because we found a much nicer space, which is a gallery, but in a building that once used to belong to the mine, but it's in the center of Idrija. It is really total center. And the space is really nice. It's a very big room on the third floor, so you have to walk some stairs if you come. And it has a very nice little reverby acoustic, which would for sure contribute to the for many of these artists we have this time to what they do. And it's you know, and it gives a very spacey feeling, and we couldn't really, you know, think of any other room like that was owned by the mining company. So we thought we'd just do it in the gallery. But it is an old, it is the building used to be called the Magazine, and I think the name says enough. It was an old storage place. And it was, yeah, of course, a mine building, but I think all the old buildings in Idrija used to be mine buildings.
Okay, so the people there, you know, when you were trying to organize, the community there, is it helpful, or is it, you know, like, I don't know, some festivals do struggle with the community to organize?
No, we didn't have any problems with the community. We had our license fairly easy, and we got the room for free, offered by the people who own that gallery. And even the equipment is basically borrowed to us. The sound equipment, the people are pretty helpful. I don't want to say that all these people are actually also going to come to listen to it. But of course, it is everybody their own taste. But it's not that people are, making problems. It is all fairly easy. We did run a test of playing very loud music last night, and I must also say, due to the fact that it is an old building, I don't think that anyone outside the building will be disturbed if an artist would go loud. I don't expect any problems further either of the community. No, so far it was pretty helpful.
So you could say that Idria is a culture-friendly city.
If it comes to this festival, I'm not really very aware what is culturally going on with Idria. I'm not really very busy with it. I do know there are concerts here, and there is a cultural manifestation every year that has to do with the whole lace thing. What exactly is happening? I'm personally never so much involved in these things here, so I don't know if you can call Idria really like a very cultural aware city. But there's no objections of doing something like this here. Yeah, there has been no problems with anyone that we are doing this. I also wasn't really expecting that, but. It is also not a really big festival. It is not that there will be like 2,000 people coming or something. Totally not. It will be more the opposite. But I think for that it is also too specified. It is not that now Idria is occupied for 3 days because we have this festival going. It is not such a big festival. It's not really overtaking the town. The normal life simply goes on. It probably passes by a lot of people. There's probably a lot of people here who don't even realize that the festival is happening.
So how many people do you expect, actually?
Oh, yeah, that's a weird question. It is, of course, I hope there will be many, but we also keep in our mind that the music is so particular that probably there is only a small group of interest for it. On the other side, we also hope that some people are curious and come because of that, just to see what it is.
I'm wondering, you are also a performer and you will perform on the festival. How do you combine these two roles of organizer and performer?
That's not so difficult. it is like... It is like organizing your own concert. But that's not so difficult. I can perform pretty easy, and I working in music business is my profession, so I also have no problems doing things from the organization side on. So in both things, I'm fairly easy, and I will just do my show, so to say. I will do my performance, so to say, and that will not be so problematic.
No, I'm asking because there are some musicians who they perform, they went through their concert, they go through their concert, and then just want to relax, and you right after your concert, you will have to give directions to the another musician and so on, and you won't have no time to relax.
Yeah. Well, that is true, but we'll see how that goes. I generally can be okay after 5 minutes, so then everything can go on. And somehow I did set my show up this time that way that in the last 5 minutes there will be for me a moment to my performance will have an easy ending, so to say. You know, and I did that with that in my mind. I set it up that way with exactly that what you say in your mind, because I have to be ready for the next thing. So I let my performance end easy.
Do you have a plan of sequel to festival, you know, next year maybe or something like that?
We do talk about that. It is we wanted to see though first how this goes, but we do mention this to each other with the organization once in a while, like you know, we basically said to each other if this festival goes well, then we might make it a yearly return. And going well has nothing to do with the amount of visitors. I think it has more to do with that we feel good with it on the end, you know, that we think this was for us as organization successful, which will for sure not be a commercial reason. It will much more be like we had a good time, or we had some really good music here, and it's really worthwhile to even if only a few people come to listen to, you know, to again next year, you know, put a few artists on a stage in a festival and present it to people who are interested in this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we're talking about that. But it's, of course, we first got to see how this goes and how we will feel after this festival.
Okay, maybe one last question, because it's an experimental music festival. What do you picture under the idiom experimental?
That is, of course, a very difficult question. It is also, of course, what people are used to, what they know. It is, of course, a very individual thing, but it is a very, very wide range of expression, performance art, whatever you want to call it. That is basically of what you can. What we already know by the standard media. What I say now is, of course, a very wide thing, and it is very difficult, you know, to give that a definition. I like to listen to experimental music, and I listen to it for a long time, and a lot of even experimental music sounds for me already like very common. For other people, it can be different, and there will be even people for sure who listen even more intense to experimental music than me. But I do very often say though that I think what is experimental is for sure pushing borders, go into territories where nobody has been before. Exploring. But of course, you know, somebody of 10 years old is exploring and discovers that you can play three chords in a row, and that makes a nice, sounding melody. But basically, the person plays rock and roll. But at that moment, for that 10 year old, it is an experiment. and it is, but not, of course, for the world. I think for the I actually talk about exploring of, yeah, if you switch on the radio, you don't hear it there, really. Well, the whole thing is that it is, of course, always very difficult to label something, especially an event like this. We have been thinking about it, how to call it. We didn't want to call it an industrial festival, because that is too much in one direction. It is not that there are artists who don't make really industrial music. We also didn't want to call it an improvised festival, because not every artist makes improvised music on that festival. So we came to the conclusion that the word experimental is probably the best word to use. It is the most open. You know, experimental can be industrial, it can be improvised, it can be anything. You know, it is like, but it still also indicates like it will not be something traditional. It is, and so I think it is somehow a good label for the festival.
V intervjuju Radija Študent ste ravno kar slišali organizatorja festivala eksperimentalne glasbe Šina Fest, ki se bo odvijal od danes do sobote v Idriji. Celoten program in vse informacije v zvezi s festivalom, še enkrat ponavljamo, lahko najdete na spletnem naslovu shinafest.wordpress.com. Intervju je pripravil Tit Podobnik.
Intervju Radija Študent.